This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, Let Him Win. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to A to Z here on Iron Binge Radio with me, Sister Zainab. And so Let Him Win. This refers to an anecdote from life of one of the famous martyrs from the Holy Defense by the name of Ibrahim Hadi. So he was one of the well-known wrestlers in, obviously not just in his city, but sort of at that time. So he was very strong wrestler. He had sort of trained and he'd developed a strong physique and he was quite tall. So in theory, he would have no problems winning in the wrestling match. However, there was one occasion where his friends were wondering what was going on. So on this occasion, he had an opponent, and somehow it looked as though he wasn't putting up much of a fight. And his friends probably observed that, in fact, it looked as if he wasn't really trying to win at all, and that he was just letting the other guy basically win and defeat him. So his friends asked him afterwards, so why did you do this? Why did you let yourself be defeated? And so Ibrahim Hadi explained to them that he had noticed, he'd observed that the person he was fighting against, his opponent, wasn't super young. So this was an older guy. And he'd also noticed that this man's child was in the audience. And Ibrahim Hadi then went on to say that he himself, he didn't care whether he was going to win or lose. He obviously did many wrestling matches, so he would have won all, most of them anyway. But what did matter to him was that this man, this older man, would not be defeated in front of his child and obviously feel embarrassed, humiliated, and be sad, and for his child to be sad seeing the father defeated. Welcome back to A to Z here on Iron Binge Radio with me, Sister Zainab. And you know, just sort of hearing about this attitude of Ibrahim Hadi, basically letting his older opponent win. Obviously, what the thing that immediately comes to mind is this huge mercy. And obviously, we've had this huge mercy because this man that he was fighting against obviously was an older man. So it's also the respect for the elderly that we have to consider. But the mercy that he could see that this father was there and he had the child in the audience, and he did not want the heart of either the child or that father he was fighting in the wrestling match to be hurt or in any way. He didn't want to cause them any upset. And obviously, this is a very high standard in a sense. And is this something that we can somehow emulate in our lives? To be this, because this is what it comes down to, the level of awareness we have for another person's, let's say, heart, their feelings, how they feel about themselves, their self-esteem. Is this something that we are actually implementing in our lives? So when we deal with people in our daily life, for example, do we sometimes ignore people? Do we sometimes return their greetings in a, let's say, slightly offish manner? Do we sometimes even forget to greet people? For example, sometimes forget to sort of ask how someone is if we haven't seen them for a while. If we're aware that one of our friends is ill, do we sort of check in on them, send them the message, call them? All these things, so it's all about this awareness for the other person, which in a sense is also, obviously it's kindness, compassion and empathy, thinking about the other person. But then, of course, mercy, always the mercy. And maybe this is something we can think about a bit more seriously, whether we are treating everyone in our environments with this level of mercy. So that was it for today, and I look forward to welcoming you to another episode of A to Z here on Iron Binge Radio, and farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.